The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, with you on this Thursday, 21st day of March, 2019. 21st, is it the first day of spring here? Yesterday, March 20th? I thought the Ides of March was the 21st. The Ides of March. summer solstice, no, I might be wrong on that. Check it out. We always want to be fact-based here at RBN. I'm sorry? It was the 20th yesterday? Well, down here in Texas, folks, I don't know, y'all still getting snow drifts and ice storms and stuff like that there? Well, down here, it's 80 degrees under sunny skies, save for a few chemtrails. 80 degrees. Our trees started blooming 3 weeks ago. And that wasn't the end of February. I love this global warming. It'll do wonders for my peach tree. Speaking of doing wonders, I've got this guy, and he's been with me for quite some time. And hopefully he'll be with us, because we got a lot of sick people out there to get a little bit better. And that's Don Wiskin from Extendivite. Hello, Don.
Hello, John. How are you today?
I couldn't be finer. If I was frog hair in Carolina.
And
I
have, yeehaw!
And I have no idea what the hell that means.
it means that life is good and you shouldn't complain.
You know what? If I'm vertical and I'm on this side of the good green earth, hey, double plus good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say. And I've been to a lot of funerals this year.
You know, there's only one problem with life. As nice as it is, there's that lingering sickle of death at the end of it. You know, the guy with the scythe and the little hooded thing, and he's awaiting.
Yep. Time is ticking. But, you know, that's why I'm still in business, because I'm helping people get more time out of the clock.
Well,
unlike the drug companies that seem to want to keep loading it down all the time.
Well, you know, it's fascinating to me. I mean, age happens to everybody and everything. Human beings don't seem to like that age factor too much, and there's a lot of money being spent on trying not to look your age. I mean, we even come up with cute little things like comparing a dog. Well, do you know how many years that is in dog years? No, a dog is the lifespan of a dog is a dog's lifespan. End of story. You know, but they'll tell you, oh, no. A dog's year is like 7 in human, but they're not human. They might be our companions, but they're dogs. Dogs live, dogs die, just like human beings do. But that doesn't really, but people, they're trying to beat the clock. I don't know if you're old enough. Remember Bud Collier and Beat the Clock? I'm testing you now.
Well, I'm old enough, but I can't say that there was times in my life that I didn't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a Canadian show, after all. It was an American show. But it was one of these cheesy little game shows. I couldn't figure out what to do with television. Okay, we got this brand new thing. Now, what do we do with it? Well, we got to put some content in there, so they come up with stupid little game shows. Cheesy by today's standards, at least by the payouts that they made. But, you know, people are always trying to beat the clock. They're trying to stay younger. They're trying not to look their age. And, you know, I'm fully expecting one of these days to wake up and move about in, you know, the beautiful little town here of Round Rock, Texas, and see a bunch of people walking around with no arms attached anymore. And the reason I say that is because people are so desperately trying to hold back the hands of time, they're just going to rip your arms out. That's all that's going to happen. And you're going to walk around armless, you know. So anyhow, it's spring down here, folks, and I think we have spring fever or cabin fever or something.
Oh, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that. Oh, my goodness. Please bring it on.
Yeah, but you know, 80 degrees in Texas, let me see, what is that? 18.6 degrees below body temperature. Now, in a month, it's going to be probably over 98 degrees for the rest of, May, June, July, August, and into September. Second, third week into October, things start to cool down. But, no, we're going to be baking on the sidewalks down here. So it's kind of this little game that I play, Don, that I just like to rub it in with people while they're still chipping ice and falling downstairs. And we're down here and our flowers are blooming and trees are budding and all that other stuff. But as I also remind people, just to be fair, that we bake like potatoes down here in summertime. So,
yeah. Yes, well, we're only half of that. We're about 40 degrees today, and it was nice, but they're calling for snow tomorrow, but I don't really care. I'm healthy. I can handle it. If I have to shovel, I have to shovel.
You know, your wife doesn't leave you sleep inside?
No, she leaves me outdoors. I'm just like the dog. I have to stay out in the doghouse. Good thing I don't have to live that long.
Well, what's really funny about this is I just got the mental picture on it.
Oh, no.
And the dog gets fed first, right?
That's right. That's right.
I didn't know Babs was such abuser.
Oh, she just beats me and whips me like crazy. I got to toe the line.
Is she within earshot of you right now?
No, I'm in the man cave, but you might be listening online.
I could tell. Okay, let me see.
I got to get away.
Okay,
I do have the Fountain of Youth here, so if you're looking for something to keep you younger, that's what it's got. And some people have been telling us lately that, you know, it's not just for people that are sick. I mean, I never really felt sick, but oh my goodness, do I have a lot more energy. So, you know, we're keeping people that are healthy, healthy. And that's a way to go. You don't have to wait until you're sick to take Extendivite. You can take it just to keep from getting sick and to enjoy a longer, extended life.
Well, and you know, this set me on a path, and I've got to thank you, Don. I was a problem child when it came to dutifully taking my Extendivite every day. You know, I'd do it for a week or two, and then I'd forget for a day or two, and then I'd get out of the habit of doing it. Well, since then, I've also added to my regimen every single day iron, potassium, magnesium, all the good stuff. And I am feeling much, 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 much better. And
good.
And I do not, the two things that it did for me, And I didn't think this was going to be possible. The two things that it corrected with me was leg cramps. How many of you folks out there, when you wake up in the morning, your calves feel like they've turned into cement? And you lay there and you try to extend your legs and you try to bend your ankles around to loosen it up. Well, the only thing that's really going to loosen it up is to get the blood flow going through those muscles in your calves. That's why they're cramping up in the first place. The second thing that it did is it got rid of my little fishy syndrome, I call it, where, I mean, it got so bad, it was almost like I had occlusions on my lenses of my eyes that sometimes it would get so bad I couldn't even sit and read a story on the internet. And this would go on, sometimes it would happen 2-3 times a day. Some days it would last for an hour or two at a stretch. And it was really disconcerting because, you know, like a little message from God saying, this is what your life would be like without sight. You know, take care of yourself. And those two problems have up and disappeared. I mean, it was, Don, it was so bad that sometimes I couldn't even walk to the mailbox. I looked like I was walking on two sticks.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned before that your heart does not pump below your knee, that your calf muscle is designed to get the blood back out of your feet and get it circulating. So people who, you know, are inactive and they sit around a lot, you know, they wind up with swelling of the ankles, mm-hmm. and, you know, body fluids where they shouldn't be. And all they have to do is leave their heels on the ground and just start tapping their toes. And, you know, you can't tap your feet very long before you feel the cooling of your feet as fresh blood comes in and the old blood goes out. So it's really important that we're active. I mean, they did a test on people over 65. They took a group of people and they did nothing. They were inactive. And they took another group and they lifted mild weight resistance. And the group that lifted the weights gained 10 years of bone mass back in just 1 year. And they weren't heavy weights. It was just the repetition of doing it over and over and over again. And, you know, it's amazing how the body can look after itself if we look after it. But we, you know, we used to be foragers, so we were always wandering around looking for food. And now the food is brought to us in, you know, such poisonous amounts that, you know, we just sit there and eat too much. And before you know it, we're inactive and we're not moving our feet. We're not walking around. And, you know, health all comes with, you know, energy. You have to have energy. And, you know, the Extendivite helps to give you that energy to get you up and going. If you can't walk around now, 2 or 3 months from now, you'll want to start walking because you'll feel the need for, you know, to move. And that's, you know, that's what life's about, is keep on moving, because when you stop, time catches up to you.
You know, I liken the heart to a car engine, and the fluid that's running around your body, you know, that could be oil or whatever it is. It's precious stuff that keeps everything going. But, you know, the older I get, I look at that heart with a little different perspective and a little bit more importance. That is the pump that pumps the blood through your system. Now, if your system is restricted, your arteries are clogged up, things of that nature, the oxygen, the whole point of the heart and the lungs, you breathing and the heart pumping, is to get the oxygen to your cells in your body for regenerative purposes, for, you know, converting the starches into sugars, which is energy in your body, you know, the cycle of life. And that's the whole point of it. So when your heart is not pumping at its proper pressure, and how many people out there, you're probably scared to death to go to a doctor to really have a physical exam on your heart. You know, I mean, is it 100%? Is it 65% the capacity? What is it? Do you know? I mean, what was yours, Don?
Well, it was way down, but it came up to 70%, which they thought was normal, because you have to have some room for exercise. So, you know, but, you know, the thing is, too, it's not only people aren't moving, they're not breathing deep. You know, a few people that I know have passed away from cancer, and one of the things that doctors told them was, you don't breathe deep enough. You're not getting enough oxygen into your lungs. And, you know, years and years ago, I heard that from some people who were, you know, promoting health, that, you know, you have to lay there in bed at night and breathe deep, you know, suck the air in, fill up all of your organs, you know, with oxygen, get it right down into your stomach, your abdomen, and you feel your belly area all get a little larger because you've sucked so much air in. We're not breathing deep enough. You know, health is, well, like I said, we're inactive. We're not moving around. But, you know, when you do get sick and the doctor writes you a prescription, you take that every day because you're afraid that what had happened to you is going to happen again. So, you know, it's amazing how many people take pharmaceuticals when they don't look at other things. You know, over half the people, half of the people over 65 in England take at least 5 different pills a day. In 1990, that number was 12%. Today, it's over 47%.
Well, so, I got a few things to lay on you, but let me take this phone call from Texas here. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, Don.
Hi.
excuse me. Yeah, Don, I know your story. I know you had congestive heart failure or from your heart attack, and I remember you said you went down to 38, your ejection fraction. Mine right now is 22.
Jeez, and you're still walking and talking?
Yeah, and I tried extended by several years ago, the capsules. So a couple of months ago, I figured, well, I'm going to try the drops. And it has made a big difference. I have AFib. And usually my heart would go boom, 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 boom. I mean, all over the place. Now it's a regular beat. And I think it's from the extended device. And my wife said she noticed that I have a lot of energy. And so she's on it now.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to give you a little bit of testimony.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much, John. So you're feeling much better.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, there's an unsolicited testimony. You don't get paid for that, John. And we didn't prompt him to call in, folks. That was just a
little... Well, I want to say one more thing.
Uh-oh. Is this going to cost me anything?
I want to say one more thing. I would like everybody listening to contribute to RBN because they need the money. I don't donate much. I'm just a dollar a day. But please, people, donate. This is a wonderful program. John, I heard your Joan Vion show the other night. That was awesome.
The devil is in the details, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, you guys take care and have a good evening.
Okay, John. And many happy returns and happy remainder of life for you and your wife.
You too, sir.
All righty.
Take care.
And live it as healthy as you can.
And he said the right things, John, too. He said, and my wife is taking it now, too, because there's no sense in you living a long time and your spouse passes away. So it's nice to share. And that 22% he's at or was at, a friend of mine, you know, he had a few treatments of cancer, of chemotherapy, and that virus gets in there and starts to weaken your heart. He was down to around 20%. Mm. They wanted to put a defibrillator in and do all kinds of things to him, and he got on the Extendivite. Now, he took the capsules. I like the liquid too, but I also take the capsules. And, you know, a year later, the doctors can't explain why his heart got healthier.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
I have no idea, but, you know, 20 years in this business and we're still here, that says something for itself.
Well, not only that, you're not only here. I mean, it's been a slow, progressive growth over the years. I mean, a lot of good products will come on market and they're not properly marketed or, you know, it's minimally okay product and people can do without it. Your product, you're one of the best kept secrets out there. But
it's a shame, too.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, look what you're up against. You're up against the pharma cartels here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the suppression of anything without the medical doctor in his white coat and his prescription pad, well, then that's outside of the realm of our understanding. Let me take one more call here. Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, we got a lot of personal, I don't know what you'd say, sweat equity in the topic. And do you, I don't know what the right word would say, do you suggest researching anything else beyond this, like the CoQ10, alpha lipoic acid R, or just plain alpha lipoic acid and L-carnitine and some of this cardiology?
He's in there for a booster with products outside of Extendivite. What should we do with this gentleman?
Well, I'll tell you what we should do. We should answer the question.
Okay.
Basically, some people can't afford to get into a whole pile of supplements. It can get quite expensive. But Extendivite is a standalone product. It will work without you taking other things. But as you mentioned, quite a few of those things are really good. I probably have the most expensive urine in Sydenham, where I live, in this little village of 273 people. And, you know, I take a lot of vitamins, and it is very expensive, but one of the best is that magnesium, because that helps with the regular heartbeats. Mm-hmm. CoQ10 is good for your body. But for those who can't, you know, afford to get involved in a lot of supplements, if you can take the Extendivite, you're going to see a lot of benefits. And then in the future, if you need some other things that you're not getting in your diet, then, you know, by all means, supplement.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say that I shocked a dentist a couple of 3 years ago by, and I'd seen it in an old movie, some guy pulls a little metal tin out of his pocket and opens it up, and he had toothpaste powder or toothbrushing powders. And I was like, huh. There's a couple different brands of it, but I use magnesium citrate powder, and I don't know if you guys had this growing up called Poppin' Rocks, and you put it in your mouth, it fizzles, you know?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
That's what this stuff does, that, and you brush your teeth with it, and it actually draws stuff out, almost like using a water pick. And the dentist, she was like, what the heck have you done? Because I switched from using peroxide and baking soda. But she said, you're destroying the friendly bacteria in your mouth. And I was like, what? There's friendly bacteria in your mouth? But it strengthens your enamel. And I think a lot of these youngsters that just thunk, fall over dead on the basketball court, virile young athletes, they'll say, well, they had an undiscovered heart problem. I think it's because they drink Gatorade, which only has sodium and potassium, and they're not eating good, you know, 2 pounds of spinach a day, so they're not getting the amount of magnesium in it. Need, and their electrolytes just go out of whack, and they just thunk, fall over dead, and they say, oh, well, they had an undiscovered heart problem. That's what I think is going on. I don't know if you see this. Every couple of years, some young virile.
Yeah, I have. By the way, one more time, what is it that you use, the tooth powder? What is that?
Well, there's different brands, so without endorsing any one. It's called magnesium citrate.
Okay.
You can find generic brands. They're even selling it, you know, we have up here Kroger, Walmart, you know, stuff like that.
Sure.
It used to be the only way to get it was to mail order or go to, like, an herb shop. There's one called Calm Magnesium.
Okay.
Cool. You can give it to babies. I mean, just cut the dose in a third.
Well, Mike, I'm going to take your tip on that, and I'll try it.
Magnesium is one of the things that we're missing it from our soil from industrialized farming. So, I mean, even if you were growing some tomato plants and veggies in your backyard, you add a little Epsom salts or magnesium to it, and you're going to get much better fruit, much better yield, because, you know, we're not getting it in our diet. It's not something that's in the soil anymore. It's all been extracted with industrialized farming.
And people, when they go shopping, for the uneducated, they go to the grocery store, they're looking for the nice green fresh vegetables and the fruits and this and the that, and they have no idea what kind of soil that those fruits and vegetables came out of. I mean, and I liken it literally, Don, I've said this many times, I liken it to wax fruit. I mean, wax fruit sitting in somebody's bowl in the center of their dining table might look pretty cool. And some of it is so realistic that people have actually picked up a piece now and again and tried to bite it and only got a mouthful of wax or whatever it's made out of. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. We have burned out our soils. And the soils we don't burn out, the nice, flat, soily ground, so there's no problems with construction, we just turn them into housing projects. So, you know, the greed goes on. Hey, there was one thing, we were talking about doctors and prescriptions and all this stuff. I was flat blown away. Now, I understand physicians and people come to them and they're not feeling well or they've got symptoms, things aren't right. So the doctors are always there with their little medical pads and they're ready to write out a prescription. And 99 times out of 100, it's just to relieve you and alleviate the symptoms, okay, of whatever's ailing you. Not really going to the heart of the problem to cure where these symptoms are coming from.
You know, the thing about pharmaceuticals is they do work fast. You know, you take the pill and within 20 minutes you're noticing something, but you know, the nutrients and the supplements and things like Extendivite, all these herbs, they take time because we're not trying to mask a problem. We're trying to correct the problem, and correcting the problem, well, what's wrong with you didn't happen overnight. It took a long time. And so, you know, when you start taking an herbal supplement, it takes time for it to work. And that's why, you know, Dr. Joe on YouTube says, you know, after 1 year, he couldn't believe how well he felt. And I think he's got 5 years in on this product now, too. And he's a geriatric doctor. He's even telling his friends because, you know, it's important to get the word around that there is something other than pharmaceuticals that can help you to overcome your health challenges or avoid them, if you want to look at it that way.
Well, you know how people are. They've got a little problem, and they want instant satisfaction and instant gratification and instant. So for them, getting rid of a symptom, and they want it pretty fast, and they want it right now. For them, I guess that's okay, but the underlying problem is still there. One thing I wanted to bring up is John Rappaport wrote this article, and it just blew me away. And he's going back to records that are 2011. This is for 1 year, the year 2011, folks. And Medical News Today reported that in 2011, Don, there was a modest uptick in the number of prescriptions written in the U.S. The increase brought the total to 4.02 billion. Now, we're not talking about the amount of individual pills that a doctor has prescribed, folks. We're talking in 2011, just in this country alone, they wrote over 4 billion prescriptions for drugs in America. Now, that's an average of 13 prescriptions for each man, woman, and child. And that's about one new prescription every day a month, or one new prescription every month for every American. The Medical News Today article concluded by saying the industry should be heartened by the growth of the number of prescriptions and spending. Yes, I'm sure the drug industry is popping champagne corks. Now, we're talking about prescriptions here. We're not talking about the number of pills. We're also not counting the over-the-counter drugs or vaccine shots. That's not even included here.
Yeah, the doctor, when he prescribes that pill or whatever medication he's prescribing, he has to believe that the benefits of that pill outweigh the side effects.
Well, here's to you, speaking to your statement here about the UK, the Pharmacopoeia, a 2011 exhibition at the British Museum, estimated that the average number of pills a person takes in his or her lifetime in the UK is right around 14,000 pills. That, wow, as a result of prescriptions, including the over-the-counter drugs, the 14,000 number would swell to 40,000 pills taken in a lifetime. So what are the effects of these drugs? We're looking at a supreme Trojan horse here, folks, and the rotting out of America and all other countries from the inside. Wars, no wars, economic deprivation, economic prosperity, the drugs continue to do their work. I am absolutely blown away by this.
You know, John, I've been in this business 20 years. I've talked to a lot of elderly people. And one of the things that I hear the most is they believe their spouse took way too many pills before they died. And, you know, they were in the cupboard. They have these little plastic containers. Oh, I take this at this time, yes, this at this time, yes, this at this time.
Yeah.
You know, they believe that that's what killed their spouses, but there's nothing they can do about it. They're not out there, you know, getting a class action suit going. But maybe someday that'll happen.
The destruction, this is a pharmaceutical juggernaut. That's what this is. And now they're getting real snarly about this. They are making mandatory vaccinations. You can't go to school. You can't do this. You can't do that. They're going to try to have the pharma cartels shoot you up against your wishes, against your will, against what your findings and your understanding of vaccines and diseases are. We have people out there probably not degreed, not certified, that have done enough damn research that probably would blow the professionals away. But that, you know what? It doesn't matter, Don. We're the establishment, and we know what's best for you, and we know how to keep the money flowing into our coffers to get us voted into office the next cycle. Whoops.
Yep.
Let me take one more call here. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Thank you, John. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that I've been on the liquid version since 2016, and in addition to the blood pressure dropping from the white coat when I would walk into the doctor to be 170 over 90, it's dropped down to 140 over 72 to 80.
Wow.
Wow.
And
Thank you very much.
Another thing that... Sure. I have to be honest. I had tried the I had stopped for a while a few years ago, and I tried the capsules, and I got a much better reaction from using the liquid. And that could be because many diabetics have digestive problems.
Mm.
It's just a guess on my part. But I had also tried several other mixtures that you're probably aware of, which I won't mention, over the years, and I never got any kind of a lasting effect out of them before.
Well, Extendivite reigns supreme. That's why I'm saying, you know, you guys out there in the audience, the people that have been buying the Extendivite, getting the results, you're the ambassadors to this product. Mention it to a few people, see if you can't get them on it. I mean, I can't think of a greater gift than an extended, healthy life. Not just an extended life, but a healthy, extended life.
Thank you, John.
Have you heard of it?
That is right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ken.
Have you heard of there's another marker that's dropped substantially. I had a high CRP. That's the C-reactive protein, which is like an inflammation marker,
mm-hmm.
which is another wonderful advantage of having diabetes. And that has dropped considerably. It's dropped by two-thirds.
Wow.
Well,
that is,
you know,
good.
Ken, it sounds to me like... I guess you and I are going to have attitude readjustment that, you know, get it in our heads. We're going to be around for a number of years. So the things that we're seeing that are wrong, they've got to be righted. So it looks like we're going to have the time to do it.
I'm a true believer.
All right, sir. I appreciate it, Ken. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
He's a man.
Yeah,
of,
thank you.
He's a man of not too many words. He calls into my program semi-regularly. He's there for a minute and then he's gone. But I'm so glad to hear the results that he's gotten. And some of you folks out there, I've heard this before, and we heard it mentioned today. Well, I tried the capsules, and, you know, but then I tried the liquid. Well, we were talking about instant gratification. But in this particular case, taking the drops and putting them under your tongue, well, you know what you got under there, folks? You got all these little capillaries and all this blood flowing. It's absorbed into your system almost immediately.
You know, John, we ask people to put the 0.5 milliliters under their tongue and hold it there for a minute. Everything gets absorbed, and during that 1 minute, it has gone through your blood system 11 times.
Wow.
That's how quick that works.
Well, you know, I hate the taste of garlic, but I think you're convincing me here. I think I'm gonna try the liquid, and I've got one of these stomachs that. It used to be heretofore cast iron until I would eat garlic, and then I'd be belching garlic.
Well, it's more of a cayenne warming that you have to be prepared for. The garlic isn't as serious as it seems, but it is the cayenne that you notice the most. I notice that, you know, I'll take a shot before I go to bed, and you'll just feel that warming under your tongue and you know, I like it, but not everybody does. It is very spicy, so
yep.
As some people say, it's an acquired taste. You may not like it at first, but keep taking it. Within a week or two, you'll get so that you desire it and you look forward to it.
Well, the same could be said for Scotch whiskey. They say that's a whiskey that you have to get acclimated to. And,
oh yeah,
yeah. So
I don't like it.
Well, hey, it's been a pleasure, my friend. I really look forward to this once a month with you. I really do.
Well, I appreciate it too. And for those who are interested in learning more, just go to heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. We have a lot of information there about Extendivite, and our toll-free number is 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or email us from our website if you have any questions. And, John, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to it every month.
One question before you go. We just had a caller call in from Sweden. Do you guys ship over there?
I just sent some stuff to Pakistan the other day. We've shipped to Sweden. We shipped to Norway. Yes, go ahead. Some countries will charge you VAT, V-A-T, when it shows up at your door. But other than that, that's only been happening in the U.K. more than anything.
Well, okay, so you over in Sweden, I have absolutely no idea what time it is. But here's the email for Don Wiskin, info@heartdrop.com. Drop him an email, enter a dialogue with him, get this thing figured out, and get yourself some Extendivite over there in Sweden. All righty.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks. And by the way, tell your wife after the show, never look at any stories about Lorraine Bobbitt. Because your comments at the beginning of the program, she might be a lion in wait for you.
Ooh. Well, yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Don.
Poor John Wayne.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Thanks, my friend. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. He is taking care. He's taking care of me, folks. Take care of yourself. I mean, ultimately, you know, you might have people that, you know, want to wish you well, or they say that they love you, but they don't know how to really help you. Well, help yourself, McElf. Give them a call, 877-928-8822. Prove it to yourself. I know you know a bunch of sick people. So prove it to you. Be a walking testimony. Give them a call, 877-928-8822. I like having fun with him. He's a good guy. He's a very good guy. By the way, since we were kind of crunched for time there, I didn't follow the rest of the story about the pharmaceuticals. Well, the pharmaceutical juggernaut will continue, no doubt about it, but the only question is, how many people will wake up and see another way? The destruction of societies by medical drugs goes far beyond what some people call overprescribing. Now, this isn't just a tilt in the wrong direction. It isn't simply errors of judgment compounded by the number of doctors dispensing medicines. Now, these are all polite terms suggesting the situation could be corrected through a show of goodwill and better judgment. And as far as they are concerned, that's never going to happen. Too many people making too much money off of people with too many symptoms. We've got to keep writing those scripts. Countries of the world are literally being assaulted by pharmaceutical companies and their foot soldier doctors. You can look at this, folks, as being a sort of a chemical warfare. To even begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel, hundreds of millions of people must add themselves to the roles of those who are already pursuing better health through natural means. And we need an all-out rebellion against pharmacopoeia, that's for sure. You know, in case anybody thinks the FDA, the single agency responsible for certifying drugs as safe and effective, has overlooked the problem. Google FDA, why learn about adverse drug events? And you'll find the following statement on the FDA's own website. Over 2 million serious adverse drug events yearly. And they're really called ADR, adverse drug reactions. 2 million of those a year, but guess how many people die from the drugs they're prescribed by the doctors? 100,000 deaths a year. 100,000. That's a whole lot of people that are now dead that, in my opinion, shouldn't be that way. Dead, that is. I mean, the power of advertising, well, really, the power of money. How many people can coerce out there to do the wrong thing for the buck? You know, it's been said that everybody has their price. Well, is that true? Has anybody out there known a person that hasn't yielded if the yield is high enough, the risk reward, that they didn't take the money? I'm sure that you do know some. And you also know some that did take the money. or kind of bent their perceptions and their morality or their ethics, you know, just a little bit. You know, I mean, through a juicy justification or two. And God knows we couldn't get through this life without some big, fat, juicy justifications every now and then. Wow. I'm just 4.02 prescriptions in 1 year alone in this country. I am just absolutely blown away. Well, this sounds really familiar to me, and I'll tell you why that it does. U.S. mercenaries arrested in Haiti were part of a half-baked scheme to move $80 million for the embattled president. Well, let me see. Where did I hear a story? Abner Dethridge, it was the president of the Philippines, and he and another guy, rather than sending in the, you know, the guys that are honed to kill, you know, they've got a certain subset of qualities or abilities, I guess would be a better term, that, you know, if you become a master killing machine, you know, the military only wants you around for so many years, and then they put you out to pasture. But never fear, because of your talents, they can always be used in the private sector. Well, Marcos, through my friend Abner Dethridge, and he worked at the Agriculture Department. They didn't send in the wet team boys. No. He and one other individual went into the Philippines to get Marcos out of the Philippines, and they wanted to park over 120, I think the figure was 125 million in a Mexican bank, but he really wanted it in a U.S. bank because he didn't trust the Mexicans. Well, here we go. Similar story here, only this time they used the guys that will have that subset of those special qualities. Most of the Americans arrived in Port-au-Prince from the U.S. by private jet early the morning of February 16th. They packed the 8-passenger charter plane with a stockpile of semi-automatic rifles, handguns, Kevlar bulletproof vests, and knives. Most had been paid nearly $10,000 each up front, with another $20,000 promised to each man after they finished the job. The trio of politically connected Haitians greeted the Americans with their plane landed around 5 a.m. An aide to the embattled Haitian president, Jovenel Moise, I guess his name is, and two other regime-friendly Haitians whisked them through the country's biggest airport. Both you guys, get, both of you, walk to the door and talk. I can hear you in here, and I'm sure the audience can hear you. Bye. At any rate, regime-friendly Haitians whisked them through the country's biggest airport, avoiding customs and immigration agents who had not yet reported for work. The American team included two former Navy SEALs, a former Blackwater train contractor, and two Serbian mercenaries who lived in the U.S. Their leader, a 52-year-old former Marine C-130 pilot named Kent Kokir, had told his men that his secret operation had been requested and approved by Moise himself. The Haitian president emissaries told Kokir that the mission would involve escorting the presidential aide Fritz Jean Louis to the Haitian Central Bank, where he'd electronically transfer $80 million from the government oil fund to a second account controlled solely by the president. In the process, the Haitians told the Americans they'd be preserving democracy in Haiti. It was too good of a deal for a band of semi-employed military veterans and security contractors to turn down. But a day after the Americans landed in Haiti, they would find themselves in jail and at the center of a political uproar, with Haitians asking what a group of foreign mercenaries was doing at the central bank and who were they working for. Within 3 days, Kroker and his team would be released and sent back to the U.S., having somehow managed to escape criminal charges in Haiti. Gee, I wonder how that happened. Many details of the operation remain murky, but based on interviews with Haitian law enforcement and government officials, as well as a person with direct knowledge of the plan, a picture of the clumsy effort emerges. what had first resembled a comedic plot about a group of ex-soldiers looking for a quick and easy mercenary score was in fact a poorly executed but serious effort by Moisey to consolidate his political power with American muscle. Now, neither Moisey nor the Haitian embassy in Washington, D.C. responded to requests for comment. Gee, I wonder why. None of the Americans spoke directly with Moisey or received official paperwork from the Haitian government authorizing them to undertake the mission, according to the person with direct knowledge of that operation. Yet Jean-Louis and the pilot, and the plot's other key organizer, LaConte, a Haitian-American from Brooklyn and a close friend of Moisey, do not appear to have been rogue operators. The Americans arrived at the tumultuous political and economic moment in a country with a history of unrest. Since that's, you know, why, folks, because they've always had little crooked dictators running everything. Being president in Haiti is not being president of the people, it's being president to yourself, and the hell with the people. Sound anything familiar, like you might be experiencing in this country? So they arrived at a tumultuous political and economic moment, which is most of the time in Haiti. And since last July, Moisey tried to raise fuel prices by as much as 50%, and intermittent protests have paralyzed Haiti. Kind of like what happened in France, and the Yellow Vests came out. Because they put the tax on the gas over there, which is already ridiculously high, and then the people found out that, this is to combat global warming. As if making what you need for transportation prohibitively expensive. So you'll do what? Go buy an electric car, we'll pay more for electricity than you do the damn gas or diesel? And by the way, I've yet to get an explanation on this. You truckers out there, you independent guys, you know, you're the guys who got to pay your own insurance, got to pay for your own truck, you got to pay for your own fuel. You make arrangements and you arrive at contractual agreement as to load, you know, what the destination is and how much you get per mile. And you can figure if you want to take a load or not. Well, those were the days we had independent. It's very rare to see independent truckers out there anymore. Why? Because it's just too damned expensive. But answer me this, Batman. Why is it that not too many years ago, diesel prices were on par with regular gas, the cheapest gas you could buy at a gas station? Now, it's kind of cockamamie to look at it nowadays because the disparity between regular gas and mid-grade gas and premium gas doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, but they claim there's more manufacturing and more process that the gasoline has to go through in order to get the higher octanes and blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't wash with diesel fuel that requires less than regular gasoline as far as a refinery process goes. So to date, nobody has been able to answer that question for me, and I've been asking it now for 10 years. Nobody has an answer. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Oh, okay, well, who knows? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, what don't you know? It's just one of those mysteries of life, folks, you know? And if you notice gas prices, the oil companies, in order to perpetrate their little scam of the day to get higher prices at the pump, they'd usually lay something on you like, oh, hurricane season, or this is the reason, or, you know, we've got threatening terrorist and threatening shipping lanes. They would come up with any cockamamie reason they could to explain why the price increase at the pump. But they're not even bothering to do that anymore. Here in Texas, folks, not a month ago, regular gas was selling for approximately $1.70 a gallon. What's the rhyme or reason there? I don't know. They didn't give us a reason. They sure as hell didn't give us a reason why the prices were lower. But now, hey, it's $2.25, $2.30. It just went 50, 55, 60 cents up. No explanation. They don't even offer one. They don't care. We're getting to the point now that they don't even want to give you the cursory lie. Because they don't feel that they have to. Why go through it? Everybody's a liar anymore. Everybody's a scammer, so, you know, why should I stand out and expend the energy of trying to lie about what I'm doing? Well, why bother? I mean, that's the point of what we're at now. That, literally, folks, that's the point where we're at now. We don't want to even gin up the energy enough to even lie to you, make it a good lie. I am... Amazing. Well, for you party-hardy people down there in Florida, spring break, its heyday was really in the 60s and the 70s. Oh, God. Alcohol-drenched college students. Put them in the hot sun, and you can just about imagine what could happen. Yeah, a little bit of everything. Well, tensions between South Beach spring breakers and older, whiter, richer, and stodgier residents has been leading up to the moment for years. I'll tell you what they're doing police-wise in a police state down at the Revelers, just trying to have a good time with their classmates and college buddies on the sands of Florida. No longer a vacation. This ain't Disneyland. Boy, you better get in line or you'll be under arrest. In a big way. Stay tuned. I'll give you the details.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Surrounding, returning home, a wounded man to find.
reason given is the stodgy old white people down there in Florida, they've had enough. Miami News Time ran this story. Yesterday's revelation was still shocking. Miami Beach officials announced that for the rest of the spring break, a 25-member team of police in riot gear will patrol Ocean Drive and the beaches. And the city will park police vans, ATVs, and barricades on the beach to chuck non-compliant visitors into paddy wagons and cart them off to jail. After an emergency commission meeting yesterday, police spokesperson Ernesto Rodriguez confirmed roving bands of cops will be wearing protective gear, helmets, and will be equipped with shields. He added police vans will be parked on the sand to rapidly detain misbehaving revelers. The news was disclosed midway through the Miami Herald article about spring break. Now, folks, how screwed up is this? You know, I understand that for a couple of weeks down there, how long is spring break? Is it about 10 days? Something like that? Something like that. It's. I'm sorry? 2 weekends and 5 weekdays. Oh, okay, well, there you go. That's what? That's 9 days. Yeah. And you know what? The cities themselves, especially the bars, would make a lot of money. I mean, these students just don't get down there just to drink, they get down there to eat as well. And that wasn't good enough. But it's always been a problem with partiers that want to revel and get wilder than their homeboy and, you know, rabble rouse and cause some problems. That's always been the case. But what you see them doing now is adopting the no-nonsense, we're here to beat the crap out of you before we haul you off to jail. And what about these officers that got to run around in full riot gear on the beaches of South Florida? Aren't they going to get a little hot? You know, are the partiers down there, are they required if a cop falls over to go to their assistance, or do we just bury them right on the beach? What, you know what? Uh-oh. Oh, I got to be careful on air. I just got a mental picture in my head. How many cops did they say are going to be down there? Let me see. 25-member team? What if the chief of police called on his radio and none of these guys answered and they showed up on the beach and there's 25 heads just sticking out of the sand? Oh gosh, watch it happen. And then it'll come after me. Actually, it's not a bad idea. Oh, gosh. By the way, the commissioners discussed the measure after numerous videos surfaced on social media showing raucous crowds, stumbling drunk teens and 20-somethings, and a whole lot of violence. Well, I don't know about the violence. In one viral clip, a crowd gathered around a man and a woman fighting each other. The man appeared to punch the woman clean across her jaw. A new Instagram account seems to have been created just to document the fights and general debauchery. They weren't going down there to kneel in the sand and pray. They were down there to party hardy. Not making excuses, folks. I'm just giving you the facts. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Much more news and information coming your way. Stand by. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Public Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.